This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Free Talk Live. This is Free Talk Live, we invite you to join us here. We'll give you the toll-free numbers, the Skype username. You can bring up whatever happens to be on your mind with you in studio tonight. It's Ian.
And Mark.
And, of course, you can join us online anytime you want. Just go to freetalklive.com. Enjoy the features that you will find there on our site for free. It is a Reddit-based system, so it's totally free for you to go over there and submit show prep suggestions to us. We may just decide to use your suggestions on the air. Other listeners can vote either up or down based on whether or not they like what you have suggested. So go to freetalklive.com and get interactive there. As we're going to go to your phone calls and thoughts here about whatever you want. Coming up, though, Mark, you've got a story that's all over the news about these Hillary leaked emails. We didn't talk about them last night. Maybe hacked emails, whatever the right term is for this. Somebody went
Somebody
in.
Hacked, somebody leaked. This is from WikiLeaks. And
correct.
Genuine emails from the Democratic National Convention.
20,000 of them?
Yeah.
And it just keeps supporting
my statement that anyone that is qualified to be president would never make it through the process of campaigning to be president.
Because it's so dirty.
Right. If you have a major candidate choice for president right now, stop what you're doing and stop supporting them. They're dangerous people.
Let's go to the phones first, though. Skype, we've got Forrest. By the way, our Skype username is LRN.FM. Our toll-free number, if you want to join us there, is 855-450-FREE. We'll tell you more about these emails and some of what they contain. Obviously, you know, 20,000 is a lot of emails to go through, but when WikiLeaks releases this stuff, you get the benefit of crowdsourcing, where everybody in the internet can start looking through these things and find all kinds of juicy goodies. But first, we go to Forrest. He's on the line from Louisiana via Skype. Hello, Forrest. You're on Free Talk Live.
Oh, hi, guys. I'm just calling tonight to talk about polls and how they are designed to shape public opinion and not to measure it. I just got off the phone with a pollster in Louisiana. I spent about 10 minutes on
an actual human being?
Yes, it was a person.
Okay.
But he sounded like a robot, but
that's because they're making very little money and extraordinarily bored.
Yes, that was definitely the sense that I got. But it was the longest poll call I've ever gotten, and yet I don't feel like I was allowed to express my opinion on any of the issues that they asked me about. So, of course, they asked me about the upcoming presidential race and local candidates for Senate. And also about the issues that I thought were most important. But it just, you know, of course, I guess I shouldn't be surprised at this. They listed out like 20 candidates for the Senate race, and Libertarian candidates not listed.
Not included. Sorry, Libertarians.
So they're really bugging me to try to get me to say something else. Like, well, if you couldn't vote for that person, I was like, but I will be able to vote for them. They're on the ballot. And
that's what I'm going to vote for. And you should have them on your list, because otherwise your list is, you know, just tainted.
Yeah, it's not accurate. It's just to give the impression that there's no support for the other candidates. That was really frustrating. Of course, they asked about if I was going to vote for Trump or Clinton. And I was like, well, I don't have any good choices.
Do you remember, I'm sorry to interrupt here, do you remember what the polling organization was?
Oh, I'm sorry, I don't.
Okay.
Yeah, they don't exactly advertise that when they give you a call. Yeah, I feel that like this is it. This is where the rubber hits the road as far as the manipulation that goes into the presidential elections and many other elections. But the presidential one's the one that everybody thinks about now, where everybody pays attention to national news and that sort of thing. And what the intention is to simply say, you've got two choices. We got scary woman over here. We got scary man over here. pick a boogeyman, pick one, you know, and that's all you got. And the fact of the matter is that there will be three candidates on the ballot in all 50 states. There will be four that are on the ballot in enough states to pull enough electoral votes to win the office. And if anybody tells you they can't, that somebody's not electable, ask them why. Why is a third-party candidate not electable? Simply because you don't think that other people will vote for them? How do you know they won't vote? Is it because the media is manipulating us? If that's the reason, then we have a media problem, not an electoral problem.
Well, as the story that we're going to be sharing here in a few moments from, what was it, Alt News?
Alternate.
Anyway, as this story is going to show, it's
anti-media.
There's a bunch of them, but it's going to show pretty clear that, you know, you certainly can't trust the media. You know, they are in collusion with these political parties. Anyway, go ahead, Forrest. Other observations from your pollster call?
Well, it just really, I was reminded of the Simpsons episode with Kang and Kodos running for president. And they, whenever, even after they're both exposed as being the two worst choices for president on the entire planet.
Yeah, they intend to eat us or something.
Yeah, they just said, well, what are you going to do, throw your vote away on a third party?
Right, it's amazing stuff, but that's just how people are. I mean, I was at Freedom Fest, the supposedly the largest libertarian event on the planet, and it is large.
I wouldn't call it libertarian.
I had somebody say right there at my studio, my remote studio, that, well, you can't vote for Gary Johnson because that's throwing your vote away. I'm like, look, voting for somebody that I find abhorrent and disgusting is throwing my vote away. I'll do my very best here with what I got.
There was one more thing that they asked me about. Once again, I thought maybe this would be one chance for me to have some outcome that would express my views. They asked me about which issues were most important to me, and they listed off the issues. But unfortunately, the way they listed the issues, any issue that I was actually worried about, my answer would be supporting the wrong side. For instance, they said, you know, is it important to you that the U.S. government fight terrorism? And I was like, well, I'd like to say my number one issue is that I'd like the U.S. government to stop creating terrorism. Mm. But there's no way to answer that question and say this is a big issue for me without supporting the wrong side.
Right. Are they looking for a yes or no answer, or like a 1 through 5, how important this is?
For that particular question, they said, which issue is most important? And every option that they listed was... phrased it in such a way that, like, healthcare reform. And it's like, well, wait a second. Are you saying government healthcare reform? I'd like the government to stop doing anything with the healthcare system.
Right.
But if I say like healthcare reform, they're going to say, oh, you want more government. That's what this person is supporting here.
Right. The answer to every question many times for these polls is, I'd like more government in this area, please. And the fact is that I believe that government ruins just about everything it touches. So I'd like less government in that particular area.
Forrest, interesting call. Thanks for the feedback. It's if you get another one, it's always interesting to note, which polling organization is this bad? I mean, I imagine most of them are this bad, but it would be useful to know which one it was. Anyway, thanks for the call tonight. I appreciate the feedback. The toll-free number, if you want to join us, is 855-450-FREE, 855-450-3733. Skype username is lrn.fm. If you had something quick, Mark, otherwise I want to get to more calls.
No, right ahead.
Okay, let's go to Dave in New Hampshire. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Dave.
Hey, guys. I wanted to update you on yesterday's NH exit protest, or actually I think demonstration was the word that the organizer used.
Yeah, this was, I believe, the fourth NH exit event that has happened in about as many weeks here in New Hampshire since you kicked it off over in Manchester several weeks ago outside of federal buildings. People are going out there, they're protesting, they're holding signs, they're saying they're demanding that New Hampshire leave the United States, and it, you know, just seems like now is the best time for this kind of thing, doesn't it, Dave?
Well, in a sense, I mean, last month was sort of the best time for it. Right now, it's more of a lull, and turnout does seem to go down at each protest or demonstration or whatever you want to call it. What's happening that's useful, however, is that the there's a decentralizing process that's going underway. Like, I didn't organize this demonstration, and I didn't organize the second one either. It's not. it's becoming less and less of a Ridley show and more of people taking things into their own hands.
Good deal.
Exactly what we need.
Well, when I say it's the time for it, I mean just in general. I mean, people are so frustrated with these political parties, with the politicians, with Washington, D.C., even though obviously right after the Brexit was an ideal time to kick this off. I don't think it's less important of a time now to continue doing this. It's as important now as it was a month ago. Dave, if there's some more observations, you can share them. This is Free Talk Live, 855-450-FREE.
This is a warning to all household pests, to all cockroaches, spiders, ants, rodents, and other pests. If you've just made yourself at home in someone else's home, you better hope the owners never hear about Terminix, because Terminix has the know-how and the means to do whatever it takes to remove you from that home. Terminix has over 85 years of experience exterminating invaders like you. And right now, they're making it easier than ever for homes to be protected by offering a free pest estimate to every caller at 1-800-689-2939. Cockroaches, spiders, ants, rodents, and other pests. This is your eviction notice. With one call, Terminix will remove you from the home you've invaded. If you think you can simply come back later, think again. Terminix will protect that home with a 100% satisfaction money-back guarantee, so you can never return. Warning, homeowners are calling Terminix right now for a free pest estimate at 1-800-689-2939. 1-800-689-2939.
Limitations apply. See plan for details. Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Piedmont Attorney Spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Are you one of the millions of Americans who suffer from digestive issues like heartburn, acid reflux, IBS, and constipation? Probimune is your answer. Probimune is a brand new probiotic that has been scientifically proven to deliver high quantities of viable good bacteria to your gut to boost your digestive system and improve your overall health. This unique, powerful blend of probiotic strains, coupled with our industry-leading proprietary fermentation process, delivers a maximized bacterial colonization to the gut that no other probiotic can match. Start improving your health today. Visit younghealth.com or call 800-396-9024. Use coupon code DIGEST to receive 15% off first-time orders. Maintaining digestive health is crucial to the body's overall well-being. Don't suffer from negative effects of poor digestion any longer. Order today. Younghealth.com or call 800-396-9024.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Talk Live. Dial in toll free. Join us right here. Our number, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Tonight, when you go to bed, concentrate on the position of your head and neck. Because in many cases, chronic headaches, neck, and even back pain can be solved with the right pillow. Your spine should be straight and parallel to the floor. My Pillow is designed to fit to the shape of your body and hold your neck in the proper position.
Yeah, what this is this pillow is shaped to your head, and it forms up under your neck to hold it in the right position. Because many times when you're dealing with headaches and you're dealing with, sleepiness during the day, well, those are because you didn't get a good night's sleep, and the place to start is not your mattress, but your pillow.
Yep, and I've been enjoying My Pillow. You have one as well, Mark.
Yeah, I wouldn't give this thing up. Not only does it fit like a great pillow, and many people have good pillows. If you got a down pillow, get rid of it. But if you know, there's lots of great pillows out there, but not many of them that you can wash.
You can do that with this, right?
This one's, you know, your pillow gets dirty over time, and you know you got to clean it. So there you go, My Pillow. You can clean,
and you can get your My Pillow at MyPillow.com. And if you use code FTL, you will get a second My Pillow for free. Or here's a tip: you can actually use the same code to get half off of just one pillow. But anyway, go to MyPillow.com. There's a 60-day money-back guarantee, so really you've got nothing to lose here. Try it out for yourself. If it's not as good as we're saying that it is, then you can always send it back. But I got to tell you, I was really looking forward to sleeping on My Pillow again after having traveled to San Francisco and had to sleep in a hotel with hotel pillows. This thing would be worth traveling with, in my opinion.
Yeah.
It's nice.
It's fluffy, though.
So, yeah, MyPillow.com. Use code FTL. 10-year warranty on that, by the way. Back to Dave in New Hampshire. He's calling about secession. New Hampshire declaring independence. Will New Hampshire be the first state of the 50 states to declare itself a free state? Or will Texas beat us to the punch? Dave, you're out there, or you were out there, I think it was yesterday, with some activists in Portsmouth, New Hampshire. And I remember hearing from Derek J. Freeman, a former co-host of ours who lives out there and came out to the protest, that he had conducted a poll of some of the folks on the streets there. Were you aware of that?
Yeah, and he's published the poll. You can find it. If you go to nhexit.com, you can navigate your way to it. He's posted it, I think, in one or two places. The thing that I think that struck me that was the most rememberable is the way that people who have not been to one of these protests yet and they go to their first one, the way that they're shocked by the response. Like Rich Paul, I think this was his first one, maybe his second, but he said he was going there kind of like, oh, I wonder if anyone's going to hit us, you know, basically. And then when at the end of it, he was like, oh, this was so much fun. This was so awesome, you know, because, it's like he felt popular. He's like, everybody seemed to like what we were doing. I didn't ever expect that.
Yeah, I mean, I expected it because I've done outreach before on the issue of secession here in New Hampshire. And I mean, before NHExit.com, there has been the Foundation for New Hampshire Independence and the New Hampshire Liberty Party. So NHExit is sort of the third, organization that's out there pushing for, and it's a loose organization, but that's out there pushing for secession. But when I've done outreach on the issue, I've had incredibly positive results from people who are New Hampshire natives. Folks really seem to appreciate the idea of leaving the United States. And, of course, as the U.S. continues to be more oppressive and more ridiculous and outrageous in the way that it behaves towards people, not just in the United States, but outside and around the world.
Don't forget the amount of regulation that's increased over the last 100 years.
Oh, yeah, the taxes, the regulations. It's ridiculous. And everybody knows it. So I think that it's a cool thing. Plus, a lot of the people in New Hampshire are really into New Hampshire. They really like the idea of New Hampshire, and I suspect they don't really care as much for the federal government. They may like the idea of America, but I think there's a big difference between the federal government and America. Dave, thanks for the update. I appreciate it. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. Whether you want to discuss secession or whatever's on your mind. Still to come, the Hillary Clinton / DNC Democratic National Committee email leak, part one. 20,000 plus emails being released by WikiLeaks. Apparently, we're just scratching the surface here, and it's already getting pretty dirty. and pretty ugly. We'll tell you more about that coming up here. 855-450-FREE is our toll-free number. You can join us. We've got Paul. He's in Gloucester, Virginia, listening to WNIS. Hello, Paul.
Hi, how are you?
Hey, great. You're on the air.
All right, so I got a question about this Iraqi dinar, you know, their currency over there. Apparently, you know, I guess it was back in the Gulf War, it dropped in value, like, considerably. I think it, right now it's currently one of our dollars, or one of their dollars, is 0.0009 cents right now. And I keep hearing talk about buying into it, you know, exchanging a bunch of your money for it, because it's supposed to come dollar to dollar or up to $4 per our dollar.
Well, there's all kinds of speculation about what things might happen in the future with currencies, and I would very much caution you to not believe any of it. Human beings don't know what's going to happen tomorrow, and so, you know, you can't trust somebody's opinion, no matter who they are or what kind of track record they have, because as soon as somebody's got a good track record, the next prediction they make is going to be wrong.
Not necessarily. You know, they're just as likely.
Find me a predictor who can predict every single thing in the future.
The question is, what you've just said is that a predictor cannot predict two things correctly.
I didn't say that. I said if they keep predicting something correct, eventually they're going to be wrong. And it'll probably be when you decide to invest in it.
Well, it could be.
That's just like Murphy's Law or something like that.
Right, and Murphy's Law is not proven correct.
Okay, Mark. Are you saying you should listen to investment advisors and do what they say? Because I don't think they know a damn thing from a hill of beans.
Well, I think that some investment advisors know more than you do, but only marginally more than you do. And that's what it comes down to.
They don't know what's going to happen tomorrow, any way you slice that.
That doesn't mean you shouldn't do anything and you shouldn't
invest. I didn't say you shouldn't invest. I'm just saying you shouldn't do what other people are saying to do. They don't know anything.
Do what somebody says to do.
No, you should do what you want to do. You should learn things about, you know, how to diversify yourself into different things. And don't ever put all your eggs in one basket. And I'm not saying that's what you're saying you're going to do, Paul, but just be very, very careful when someone says, well, the Iraqi dinar is supposed to, you know, quintuple in value.
Yeah, the Iraqi dinar has been supposed to go up in value for a long time. That's what I'd like to say on that.
Okay, well, I mean, I just keep hearing about it more recently than anything. And, you know, the thing about money exchange is, you know, you only lose a little bit when you do it. So, I mean, you keep your receipt, you know, you get your money back if you needed to. So it's not like it's a risky move or anything. But
well,
you know,
currencies go up in countries that are stable. And what I recommend you do is take a look at how many terrorist attacks have occurred in Iraq in the last 6 months. And I think that'll probably give you an answer. I really don't believe this is a good choice. But again, you know, you got to do what you believe is best. The fact is, Warren Buffett said that he's made most of his money on a few deals, and everybody looks to him as this genius who always does the right thing. He's not.
He probably just got lucky.
Well, I mean, you know, that's what anybody who's made money on investments really comes
down
to.
You've got to take risk. You've got to be willing to take risk, and anything that you risk, you've got to be willing to lose. So don't ever invest more than you can afford to lose, and then you'll be doing okay. But I would recommend if you want to look at some interesting investments that are a little different, check out cryptocurrencies like Bitcoin. Of course, gold and silver are always sound ways to protect your value over time as well. Thank you, Paul, for the call tonight. I appreciate it. Good luck. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. This is Free Talk Live's Live Saturday Show.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live, live Saturday edition of the program. As always, it's Ian and Mark in the studio with you. You can join us here on our toll-free number, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Coming up, we'll tell you about the WikiLeaks 20,000 or so emails that have come out. Part one of the Hillary Leaks series, is I believe what they're calling it, over WikiLeaks, that are revealing some of her emails, as well as a bunch of them from the Democratic National Committee. Actually, I don't know how many of them are from Hillary, but there's a bunch of DNC emails in there, and it is ugly. And Mark, you've got some of the details here. We'll get into that. That's politics for you. But first, we continue with your calls and thoughts. Also want to invite you over to freetalklive.com, where you can get interactive in a variety of ways. If you like what we're doing on Free Talk Live, then please support our satellite fundraiser. It's going on right now at fund.lrn.fm. We have had about a dozen generous contributors so far. Last year we had more than 50, and we ran these. We ran this for 2 months last year. We're doing another 2 month one this year. This year, though, we don't have the video, because when the FBI raided our studios back in March, they stole the computer that had the video files on it that I was literally almost done with. I was putting the finishing touches on a preview version of the video, and now those files are gone. So rather than make all of that over again from scratch, I just decided, all right, well, let's just run with the fundraiser as is with no video, and we'll see how it goes this year. You know, because they say if you don't have a video on your Indiegogo fundraiser, you don't get, like, you know, nearly as much as far as contributions. So it's more important now this year to share this fundraiser. So please, whether you can afford to give to it or not, please share the link on your favorite social media. Go to fund.lrn.fm. You can read more about our satellite channels there that cover Sub-Saharan Africa, Central America, and North America. We'd like to expand to Europe if at all possible. I don't know if that's realistic this time around, but either way, whatever the money is that's raised is going to go to support our satellite broadcasting the message of liberty and peace to countries around the world, a lot of them that don't have much in the way of internet access. Don't forget, even though you may be listening to us on a podcast or over live streaming on the internet, of course, many of our listeners are listening on the radio, but even though you might be listening online, it's important to keep in mind there are still billions of people in the world who don't have access to the internet. And so our satellite channels are a way to get the ideas of liberty into their ears. So you can get some perks, of course, by contributing. Go to fund.lrn.fm to learn more. And please share the link, fund.lrn.fm. To the phones, to the fun. Let's talk to Dave. He's in Indiana listening to WIBC-FM. Hey, Dave.
Hey.
Hey, Dave. Go ahead with your thoughts.
Yeah, well, I got a question.
Yes, sir.
I carry all the time, most all the time. Recently I had gotten a gun that had a rail on the front, handgun, and I had a little 4-inch bayonet. Is it legal? I know it's pointless, but is it legal?
I don't know.
I have
the
no idea. We are not attorneys.
You need to consult an attorney that specializes this in your state. I can't tell you. It's funny, though.
A pistol bayonet.
Well, I asked her cop, and he didn't know.
Right.
Well, what is. Wait a minute. Are you telling me that the police don't even know the laws?
You know they don't.
Of course they don't. No one can be responsible for knowing all the laws, and that's why the 12th...
Well, they'll hold you responsible
for it. The 12th century maxim that ignorance of the law is no excuse is absolutely ridiculous in the 21st century. You couldn't read all the laws in 4 lifetimes.
It's true.
Somebody's done the math. You literally couldn't read all the laws in 4 lifetimes, so the idea that anyone would know what they were is preposterous, including a law enforcement officer.
Like I said, I just don't know.
Well, and remember this, when you ask an attorney, they're just giving you an opinion. You know, you can go and talk to an attorney. He might be one of the most well-educated gun rights attorneys out there, and it's still just his opinion. Ultimately, the only opinion that matters when it comes to law is the opinion of the men and women that wear robes that call themselves the Supreme Court, because everything else is just competing opinions, and even the Supreme Court has reversed their own opinion.
And the amazing thing is that you'll have them passing, rulings 5-4. So, I mean, here they are, the highest legal minds in the land,
right.
They can't come to a conclusion. It should be unanimous. If they're going to enforce laws upon people, throw people in prison, ultimately use the guns and bullets and gas and tasers to enforce these laws, it should be unanimous.
Yeah, it's an interesting question, Dave. I hope you can find the answer, and thank you for the call tonight, man.
Okay.
I appreciate it. Appreciate it. Toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. And if you've got an answer for Dave, you're certainly welcome to call in with that here.
With your opinion.
Yep, we've also got Skype. Skype username is lrn.fm. That's where Riley is in Utah. Riley, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, guys. So last night on your show, you were talking about book versions.
Yeah, that was a new term for me, but for our listeners who weren't tuned into that show, a book virgin is someone who, as you might guess, has never actually completed reading a book from cover to cover in their entire life. And the statistic that we had discussed last night was that it's 1 out of 5 college students, roughly, who are book virgins. So the first year college students, somebody who's just going into college, 1 out of 5 of them have never actually completed reading a book. Pretty sad stuff. Go ahead, Riley.
It really is. And those people are missing out on a lot of fun books, like like Ayn Rand's Atlas Shrugged or even 1984. Granted, 1984 isn't the funnest book to read, but it does definitely draw some parallels to our time. And for me, growing up, I've read a lot of books. I grew up reading Louis L'Amour, who was a prolific Western writer, in my opinion. And for me, I love reading. I love being able to pick up a book and read it. I do read Braille, but primarily I listen to audiobooks since they're a little easier for me.
Does that count? Does it count as reading if you're listening to an audiobook?
I use that terminology because it's just easier than trying to explain to somebody. I didn't read that book. I listened to it on audiobook.
Right.
I mean, that's just the way it is. So I could not trudge through Atlas Shrugged in real life. Yeah. I tried twice, but I just went ahead and put it on play and listened to it through audiobook and just the monologues, the pages upon pages of monologues, I listened to it that way.
It's more efficient, isn't it, to listen to a book than to sit down and read one?
And I'm no Randian by any stretch of the imagination, but I just wanted to be able to say, look, okay, I read the book, whatever.
I imagine there's some people that are purists who will turn their nose up at an audiobook like, oh, well, if you didn't read the Braille version, then it's not a real reading. Because for listeners that didn't catch it, you are a blind man.
Right. Now, if you were to get Ayn Rand's book Atlas Shrugged in Braille, it would be rather huge. Because Braille books are bulky.
Yeah, I bet they are.
Put it on a shelf to get the entire Atlas Shrugged, so that's why I try and get electronic Braille files if I can, or audiobooks.
Very cool. All right, so is that all you wanted to share tonight?
There is something else I want to talk about. I wanted to talk about investing in gold and silver.
Okay.
I have invested in some silver because I think it's valuable to have something if there is an economic downturn or if there is a currency problem. But I agree, don't throw all your eggs into one basket.
Right.
Someone might trample on them, so definitely be responsible when it comes to investing.
Good suggestions. Thanks, Riley, for your call tonight. I appreciate it. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. Jesse's in Boston. You're on Free Talk Live, listening via Facebook. Hey, Jesse.
Hey, guys. I just wanted to comment. You had a caller a couple callers ago talking about his pistol bayonet.
Yeah.
And I have a similar situation. Well, I did, back in 2008 in Pennsylvania. I built my first AR, so I went out and I bought an AR load receiver and, did the legal way and all that. But, ARs can be built into pistols as well. So I'm like, okay, well, do I have to register this as a pistol even though it's gonna be a rifle? But, so I called up the ATF and, asked them. They said, and then I called up the federal ATF and asked them. They said,
No, wait a minute. Are we talking about in Massachusetts?
No. I live in Pennsylvania.
Oh, Pennsylvania. All right. Stand by, Jesse. It's Free Talk Live.
Once in a while, you get information that's worth changing your life for. This is one such time. You can save up to and beyond 25% on all purchases at Amazon. You probably heard of Bitcoin and just not thought much about it. You certainly know that you can get competitive pricing at Amazon, but now you can get a 25% discount on nearly everything you need to live. I've just given you a huge raise, and all you have to do is claim it. You go to saveitpurse.com and open an account. Do this right now. Don't wait. Then you fund the account with Bitcoin. You can buy them through expresscoin.com with a check or money order. There are other ways to get Bitcoin, but that's fast, safe, and easy. This information is worth you changing the way you do things. Go to saveitpurse.com right now, get signed up, and cash in on the huge raise I'm offering you. 15 to 25% off of everything at Amazon through saveitpurse.com. It's saveitpurse.com.
Sciatica, lower back pain, hip pain, poor posture. If you suffer from any of these problems, get ready to relax. Introducing an amazing product that's been in the market for over 25 years, the Sacro Wedgie. It was invented by a football coach using a common sense osteopath technique. He created this device to help his athletes by isolating and supporting the sacrum, which is the keystone of our anatomy. This wedge-shaped bone is in the center of our hips, where a lot of pain starts. Simply relax 20 minutes daily on the amazingly simple Sacro Wedgie and let
gravity do the work, helping muscles rebalance and start releasing nerves. Sit in the sacral wedgie at the computer or while traveling to help correct posture to finally help relieve those stubborn aches and pains for only $33.95. It's made in the USA, so click the family-owned website at sacrowedgie.com, spelled S-A-C-R-O-W-E-D-G-Y.com, or call 1-800-737-9295. That's 1-800-737-9295. Relax your back pain away with the Sacro Wedgie.
Would it be okay if you had two paychecks instead of one? I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and myself want to show you how to get an extra paycheck every month, creating an extra income that will last for years to come by joining Dr. Wallach's crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com, or call 866-257-3105. For a recorded message.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson. Injury Help Desk is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention, prescription antibiotic drug users. Have you or a loved one suffered an aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm after taking the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox? These popular antibiotic drugs have been prescribed more than 80 million times since 2004, and medical studies show an increased risk of the following injuries: aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, and abdominal aortic aneurysm. If you or a loved one used the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox and suffered from aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. You may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851.
Worried about lead, fluoride, and other contaminants in your drinking water? Get a ProPure with the Pro1G 2.0 cleanable reusable filter and remove up to 200 contaminants. Drink water the way nature meant it to be: clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure products, including the new ProMax shower filter. There's a ProPure for you. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-453.
It's Free Talk Live, the live Saturday edition of the program. You can bring up anything you want by dialing in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. And that's actually how it's been so far tonight. We've had a variety of topics thus far. We haven't really had a chance to scratch the surface on the story about these WikiLeaks emails from the Democratic National Committee, which are apparently pretty ugly. We'll get into that here when we get a chance. But we're going to continue with your calls and thoughts at 855-450-FREE. You can join us online anytime over at freetalklive.com. And speaking of great websites, check out coincap.io. We were talking earlier about investing in cryptocurrency. Now, Bitcoin is the world leader in the world of cryptocurrency. It was first to market, and that's usually, it counts for a lot as far as, you know, how popular something is. But there are others out there. In fact, there are hundreds of alternatives to Bitcoin, and you can get a list of all of them over at coincap.io. Now, it's a great website. It's also a great app for your phone. Whether you've got iOS or an Android device, you can download the CoinCap app from your favorite app store. It'll help you track whatever your favorite cryptocurrencies might be. Might help you discover a few new ones as well. Check it out over at coincap.io. As we go back to Jesse, he was calling about his experience with the idea of a pistol bayonet. Go ahead, sir.
Yeah, I've never actually had the pistol bayonet. I'm just saying that, when you're looking for, you know, what's legal and what's not legal, the quote unquote authorities will never be able to tell you. My experience, I've had to call them twice, once for, you know, an AR lower. They said, well, I have no idea. And then again, when I purchased, you know, an AK pistol and they had those arm braces, I'm like, okay, well, this is legal to put on there, but you know, what's the different things with that, again, call them up, hey, you know, what's the deal with this? And they say, I don't know. And I know people have gotten in trouble for different things that are just, it's completely arbitrary. So
that's, right, and that's the difficulty here is that you if you effectively make everything illegal when you arbitrarily enforce the law, because you never know whether you're going to get in trouble. And it's, you know, sorry, we're, you know, kind of a herd animal to some extent, human beings are, and they don't want the trouble. So when, with the this big bureaucratic organization known as the BATF, they have made the Second Amendment. They've neutered it. They've gone in. They've lopped its little parts off.
Absolutely. All right, that was my point. Thanks, guys.
Thanks, Jesse. Appreciate hearing from you tonight. Toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. Skype username is lrn.fm. Let's jump into the story, Mark. You've got it from, what was the source again?
Theantimedia.org.
The Antimedia. There's a lot of news stories out there about this.
Sure.
So the WikiLeaks has released from an unknown source, if I'm not mistaken, or at least WikiLeaks probably knows, but nobody else does at this point, what, you know, who was the hacker or hackers?
Kind of the purpose of a leak, right? I mean,
yeah,
you know, so that the person who leaked it doesn't get caught.
Sure.
I mean, have you seen what the Obama administration has done to people who've leaked information? They
sure
make the Republicans look like a bunch of Hare Krishnas passing out flowers at the airport. My God, the guy who was going to have the most transparent presidency in the world, you know,
yeah,
in history, has been the most tyrannical president we've had against leakers.
Well, it'll get worse. Whoever's next, whether it's Clinton or Trump,
I can't imagine that
it'll
it's going
get
to be
worse
good for either of them. Clinton is just—I mean, she just loves, you know, the government and the way that it hides information. It's gotten the U.S. government has really gotten has a lot more secrets than it did 20 years ago, and the numbers of secrets I've
is
seen
that true?
These graphs. I've seen these graphs of, you know, state secrets, and
they actually keep track of how many secrets they have.
Somebody does.
Huh.
I don't know how to track it. But
all
going
right
on here,
tell me the story.
WikiLeaks Friday's leak of nearly 20,000 Democratic National Committee emails revealed many nefarious activities. In light of new evidence, the DNC intentionally sabotaged Bernie Sanders while DNC staffers mocked him.
No.
Hillary Clinton and the Democratic Party continue to be hit with embarrassing revelations. Now, I think that first is sort of a loaded statement, right? Like, it's pretty obvious that the party insider, the longtime party insider who's cooperated with the party, is clearly going to get the, you know, the DNC's, you know, best wishes.
Mm-hmm.
But they should do their best to play fair. Right?
I mean, no, this is politics.
There are a lot of people,
I mean, they should.
A lot of young people entered into this, entered into politics because of
right
Bernie Sanders, and they've all been stung.
Good. I think this is fantastic.
Right.
This is exactly what they should be doing, Mark. They should be acting just like you expect them to act, which is as sociopaths and nutcase power mongers, because that's what young people need to see. They need to see politics for what it really is, not this sort of fanciful version that you have in your mind.
So I think that this is a story about the DNC, and I think this is a story about the media. Less of a story about Hillary Clinton, frankly.
Okay.
Although I do consider her to be a vile and reprehensible human being.
Well, let's just say that, you know, you've got these snakes in the DNC who are doing whatever kind of skullduggery they possibly can to ensure that Hillary Clinton gets the nomination. So they're just essentially extensions of this woman. She's part of this.
And this stuff trickles down. When you have the DNC wanting something, then you have the local people wanting something. And when you have the local people wanting it, then you have the people who are running the elections wanting it. So it's difficult to imagine all these close, you know, caucuses and primaries. They just go Hillary's way. Isn't it amazing? So just saying. This
give me a few treats from this, and then we'll get right into your calls and thoughts.
Yeah, it says that they manipulated and bullied media outlets. One email revealed that political reporter Ken Vogel sent an article discussing the DNC to the DNC before he sent it to his editors. Vogel attached his story in an email titled, "Per Agreement, Any Thoughts Appreciated." And I don't think that one story sent to the DNC to get the DNC on board is really the worst thing in the world, but I'll bet you it shows a pattern. And it shows a pattern of collusion between media outlets and political organizations that show that there is nothing left of an ethic in journalism.
Mm.
And this is what I think the real problem is. You journalists out there aren't journalists. You're spineless little speakers for the government.
Yeah.
We're supposed to be the fourth column. We're supposed to stop. We're supposed to have checks and balances on our government by journalists. And I'm sorry, these people that have gone through the liberal universities and ended up, polishing apples for the DNC, I mean, they're just... proving the Republicans right that there's a liberal media bias out there.
Well, I mean, maybe there is a liberal media bias in some media organizations, but we know there's a conservative media bias in other media organizations. Look at Fox News. Look at WorldNet Daily, Red State. There's all kinds of other organizations out there that have a different bias.
In another email titled WAPO Party, it revealed that the Washington Post held an unlisted fundraiser for the Democratic National Committee.
Let's go to the phones here. There's more from this story. Mark, you'll be sharing that coming up. But first, Annie is on the line in Indiana listening to WIBC-FM. Hey, Annie.
Hi. I'd like you to have a comment on if Hillary would be indicted if she wasn't running for president.
No, probably not.
I don't know. She's pretty connected.
Yeah, she's way connected.
If you had got caught doing it, yes, you'd have been indicted.
Oh, yeah. But I just thought if she wasn't running for president, there might be a different story.
Nah, no. No way.
These people
protect their own up there. I mean, she is one of the good old boys.
They convicted that General Petraeus. I mean, if she would have had any
Did he spend any time in prison?
I don't care if he spent any time in prison, it would have mattered that she didn't become president. Any conviction would have been an issue.
Okay, then what would you end up with? You'd have, Joe Biden or some other scumbag? It wouldn't make a difference. This is like the whole thing where people are, we're going to impeach Obama. Okay, so what? Okay, you've impeached Obama. Now you have Joe Biden. Is it really that much better? Does that solve all your problems? Okay, impeach Biden. Now you've got Hillary Clinton, because wasn't she Secretary of State? Isn't that like third in line?
Speaker of the House.
Speaker of the House. You'd have some other scumbag in there. Annie, thanks for the call tonight. Marvin is on the line in New Jersey listening to WVNJ. Hello, Marvin.
Yeah, hi. One of you speakers said that Hillary Clinton is a vile, reprehensible human being.
Yeah, that's my statement.
Just like all politicians.
My name's Mark.
Okay, I don't think she qualifies as a human being, so... A viable, reprehensible,
she's
legal.
She's a lizard.
So one of the dangers that comes in play is that when we start to dehumanize others, I get where you're coming from, and it's funny. But, the fact is that I'm not going to get on board with either one of these major party politicians. I think this is the weirdest year possible. We've had just
it's the best. It really, it truly is the best election.
The least likable candidate from both sides has won.
I'm not going to say it's the most important election, but it's definitely the.
It can only get worse from here.
It's true, and it will. Thanks, Marvin, for the call. Hour number 2 is on the way. You can join us. Bring up anything. 855-450-FREE. This is Free Talk Live. Are you tired of governments murdering people around the world? Stop using their money. There is an alternative. Bitcoin is a stateless, free market, non-political currency. Bitcoin cannot be inflated or controlled by any government. By using their money, you're helping the state. Stop doing it. You have an incredible alternative available now. Learn it. Use it. Spread it. Get started with Bitcoin at Bitcoin.com. That's Bitcoin.com.
Adam Kokesh has agreed to meet Bernie Sanders in any city in America on any day between now and the end of the year for a friendly debate on socialism versus voluntarism, in which Bernie can choose an objective moderator. To sweeten the deal, Roger Ver, a.k.a. Bitcoin Jesus, has offered that upon completion of a 3-hour debate in which both men have equal time, he will donate a total of $100,000 worth of Bitcoin to the charity of each man's choice, $50,000 apiece. Learn more at bernie.freetalklive.com.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At contractorexam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, contractorexam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.contractorexam.com today.